你看见神的旨意要带下来。
The resurrection and ascension, the will of God could be brought forth.
现在很明显。
So now it's very clear.
人就像以色列人一样。
Man is just like the people of Israel.
你看见吗？已经被掳到巴比伦。
They've been deported to Babylon.
人已经犯罪了。
They've already sinned.
现在问题在这里。
So the problem is this.
你能相信借着十字架工作有一天我们要回来。
Do you believe that through the work of the cross, one day we will return?
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
主就叫我们的主买那块地。
So God allowed Jeremiah to buy that piece of land.
谁配得展开那个书卷呢？
Our Lord to buy the land. Who is worthy to open the scroll? The Jews, Lion of Judah.
犹大的狮子证明说是三个可乐，因为第三天他从死里复活了。
The Lion of Judah, he rose from the on the third day.
但是当这个约翰看见、听见这个大犹大的狮子的时候。
So when John heard about the Lion of Judah,
他所看见的乃是羔羊，乃是被杀的羔羊。
What he saw was the lamb that was slain.
我们的主为我们钉在十字架。
Our Lord Jesus was crucified for us.
他十四号那天为我们钉在十字架。
On the 14th day, he was crucified.
所以你看见。
So you see,
我们的主就像耶利米。
Our Lord Jesus, just like Jeremiah,
花了十七舍客勒。
He spent 17 shekels.
他终于买了那块。
So he bought that piece of land.
他把我们这些买了回来。
So he bought us back.
所以当他从神面前拿出那个书卷的时候。
So as he took the scroll from the hand of God,
那些长老就匍匐在上。
The elders bowed before him.
你配得展开那个书卷。
You are worthy to open the scroll.
因为你把这些人买了回来。
Because you have purchased these people, these men.
就好像耶利米买回来一样。
Just like Jeremiah bought the piece of land.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在稀奇的。
So now it's very amazing.
当我们的主成为这个基督的时候
，As our Lord became the Christ，
神说你求我
，The Lord Jesus asked of me，
我就把地级赐给你做田产
，I will give you the deed as your inheritance， the earth as the inheritance， very clear brothers and sisters。
现在当那个书卷解开的时候
，As that scroll was open。
就好像你解开耶利米那个书卷。
As like you open the scroll of Jeremiah.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
耶利米是查考他里面基督的灵。
Jeremiah was the one who examined the spirit of Jesus in him.
结果他就把主升天的那一面。
So then he showed us the ascension of Christ.
给我们看见启示录第五章的那一面。
Show us the what was shown in Revelation 5.
第六章的那一面。
Chapter 6.
一直到今天。
Until today.
在主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
你看见第一个印，第二个印，第三个印，第四个印。
The first, second, third, and fourth seals.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你要明白第几个印吗？
You want to understand which seal it is? 你要
明白启示录吗？
You want to understand the book of Revelation?
你要明白耶利米他所考察里面基督的灵。
So you want to discover the spirit that Jeremiah examined within his heart.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
基督来了。
The Christ came.
明白吗？
You understand?
如果有一个人真的能解释所有这些预言的话。
If someone can interpret all of these prophecies.
只有我们的主。
Only our Lord can do it.
所以你要注意我们的主在地上他所说的那些预言。
So you have to pay attention to the prophecies the Lord spoke on this earth.
那个预言就解释了所有的预言。
Those prophecies explain all prophecies.
所以这里面有一个预言。
So there is one prophecy here.
我们要注意。
We have to pay attention.
那就从这个预言里面。
From this prophecy.
我们就知道说。
Then we know.
会不会我们的主已经动身了
？Is it that our Lord has started moving？
所以我们现在一同来看马太福音。
So we should look at the Gospel of Matthew，
二十四章
，Chapter 24。
三十二节
，Verse 32。
你们可以从无花果树学个比方。
Now learn the parable from the fig tree。
当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
When its branches already become tender, puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near.
这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了。正在门口。
So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door.
那请大家记得。
So everybody should remember.
这是圣经1800多预言里面的一个预言。
This is one prophecy among the 1800 prophecies.
这个预言 是个最大的先知说。
This prophecy was spoken by the greatest prophet.
他不需要查考他里面基督的灵。
He did not have to examine the spirit of Jesus in him.
他就是基督。
He is the Christ.
所以让我们记得。
So we have to remember.
如果讲到基督的预言。
When you speak about the prophecy of Christ.
最能够最准确的解释的人是我们主自己。
The most accurate interpretation needs to come from the Lord.
所以这里告诉我们说我们可以从无花果树学个。
He said, now learn the parable from the fig tree.
原来在圣经里面是无花果树来代表以色列国的。
So the fig tree in the Bible speaks of the nation of Israel.
那么你记不记得这几天以前
So remember a few days before,
他曾经咒诅无花果树。
He cursed the fig tree.
什么意思
what does it mean?
那就是用行动来告诉我们将来有一个预言要发生。
He used an action to show that there would be a prophecy that would occur.
因为无花果树被咒诅。
Because the fig tree was cursed,
它就枯干了。
It became dry.
所以就预告我们说。
It tells us that
有一天以色列国要亡。
One day the nation of Israel will cease to exist.
果然到主耶稣到主后135年。
135 AD.
你知道以色列就真的从这个地球上就消失。
Israel disappeared from the face of the earth.
因为它从根开始枯干。
Because it started to wither from its roots.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
过了几天以后。
After a few days.
我们的主就说了这个。
The Lord Jesus spoke this prophecy.
那这个预言什么意思?
What does the prophecy mean?
如果无花果树受咒诅枯干的话。
So if the fig tree was cursed and was dry,
那就是告诉我们说以色列要亡。
It tells us that the nation of Israel will cease to exist.
但是现在这里告诉我们说。
But this tells us.
当树枝发嫩长叶的时候。
But when it put forth its leaf,
你们就知道夏天近了。
Then you know that summer is near.
那个无花果树不是明明枯干了吗?
Now, didn't that fig tree wither?
以色列不是真正是走入历史了吗?
Didn't Israel walk into history?
如果以色列真的走入历史的话,
If Israel went into history,
那么换一句话说以色列就已经亡国。
In the other words, it has fallen.
尤其一个国家亡了2000年以后。
Especially after a nation has fallen 2000 years.
你去问所有读政治科学的。
You ask any who study politics.
在历史上你找不到一个例子。
You cannot find an example in the Bible.
一个国家亡了500年以后它还会重新站起来。
Any nation that after falling 500 years will come back.
但是很稀奇。
But it's amazing.
就在1948年。
In 1948,
我们的主的预言果然应验。
Our Lord's prophecy was fulfilled.
这个树枝发嫩长叶，它果然树枝发嫩长叶。
So the fig tree, its branch had become tender.
所以我们知道夏天近。
So you know summer is near.
所以明白吗
？So you understand that?
1948年
，In 1948,
以色列人复国了。
After the nation of Israel was restored,
就应验了我们的主所说的预言。
It fulfilled our Lord's prophecy.
那现在也许很多人说。这个我们现在是不是放马后炮啊
？So almost many say, "Well, it's easy for you to say because it happened."
你不要弄错了。多少年来都读圣经。
So many biblical scholars.
在美国有个很有名大学叫哈佛大学。
There's a very famous school in the United States called Harvard.
早期的哈佛大学都是读圣经的人。
So early times in Harvard, they were all they all studied the Bible.
大家知道哈佛到现在有多少的历史
？You know how many years is Harvard in existence?
你知道早期的历史离开现在又有多少年
？So you know the early history, how far is it from now?
不是一百年。
It's not 100 years.
不是两百。
It's not 200 years.
你看见吗？就在这个哈佛历史。开始有历史以后
，So after Harvard was founded，
有一个校长
，There was a school principal，
就是根据这一段圣经
，According to the portion of the scripture，
他说以色列国要复国
，He said the nation of Israel will be restored，
而且以色列人要回到他们的国
，And the Israelites will return to their homeland。
所以请大家记得
，So brothers and sisters， remember，
圣经是神的话
The Bible is the word of God.
虽然神儿女中间有许多不同的解释
Even if the children of God has different interpretations.
但有一件事我们要知道
But one thing we need to know.
在我们主所说的预言里面
Amongst all the prophecies that the Lord prophesied.
这个预言最稀奇
This prophecy is the most amazing.
意思就是说以色列人他们经过两千年的亡国以后
Meaning after 2000 years.The nation of Israel, they will be restored. This is one of part of the scriptures.
还有好多的圣经能够证明这件事。
There are many other scriptures can prove this.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在新旧约里面
，in the New Testament, Old Testament,
那些先知是考察他们里面先知的灵
，those prophets
基督的灵
were examining the spirit of Christ in them.
因为基督是最大的先知。
Because Christ is the biggest prophet.
所以他能够解释所有先知们所看见。
So he can interpret all of the prophecies of all the prophets.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这句话。
This word.
乃是把耶利米中的话。
So take the word in Jeremiah,
赛亚中的话,
in Isaiah,
以西结中的话,
in Ezekiel,
还有其他圣经里面的话,
and other portions of the Bible,
如果你一样一样把它收集在一起的话,
if you bring them all together,
他们都说过类似的话,
they all spoke similar words,
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
只有我们的主说的最中肯,
so only our Lord was as direct,
那不止如此,
not only that,
他说什么呢?
What did he say?
我实在, 他告诉他们, 这样你们看见这一切的事,
So you know when you see all these things,
也该知道人子近了。
Know that he is near,
正在门口。
Right at the doors.
那么这个门口在希腊原文是多数的。
So in the original door is plural.
所以这个就不是西方的普通的门。
It's not the western door.
这里的房子完全是东方的房子。
This home is an eastern home.
就像中国的从前的四合院一样。
Just like in ancient China, the homes.
那客人到我家里的时候。
So when the visitor comes to my house,
到大门,
they will enter to the main gate.
然后穿过了院子。
And then go through the courtyard.
到了内院,
to the inner courtyard.
内院还有一道的门,
and there's one more door.
从内院进到里面还有好几道门,
so there's so many doors before they come in.
所以讲到我家的门的时候,
so when you speak about my door,
我一定要有多数的门,
you have to use many doors.
所以明白吗?
Do you understand that, brothers and
sisters? 我们知道说自1948年,
so in 1948,
以色列终于复国了,
the nation of Israel was restored.
但主怎么说呢?
But what did the Lord say?
人子已经在门口。
The Lord said, I am at the doors.
换一句话说,
in other words,
从1948年开始,
from 1948,
我们的主很快就要回来了。
So quickly, Lord will return quickly.
怎么知道呢?
How do you know that?
他已经在门口了。
He was at the doors.
哪一道门不知道?
Which door you don't know.
到了门口已经很紧急了。
But it's very, it's an emergency now.
虽然不是在里面的门,
it's not in the innermost
door. 就是到了大门已经很近很近了。
It's actually very, very close.
明白吗?
You understand that, brothers and sisters.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
就是因为这一段圣经。
So because of this portion of this Bible,
如果我的客人已经到了我的门口。
If my guest is already at my entrance,
一个非常合理的一个结论是什么?
A very reasonable explanation is what?
我的客人肯定是已经动身了。
So my visitor has already started his journey, right?
毫无疑问的。
Without a doubt.
就是他已经到了我的门口。
He's already near one of my doors.
他动身到我的门口有一段的路。
So there is a journey that he needs to take from when he starts.
他什么时候动身我不知道。
When he started, I don't know.
但只要知道他在门口，我觉得他已经动身了。
So as long as you know that he's already at the doors, you know he started his journey.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这是件太稀奇的事。
So this is a very amazing thing.
在整个2000年的历史里。
So amongst the 2000 years of history,
我们从来不知道什么时候主动身的。
We never knew when the Lord moved.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
主说我必快来。
The Lord said, I am coming quickly.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
我一旦动身。
Once I start.
我马上就来到。
I will return quickly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
自从1948年以后。
So after 1948.
你看许多大事发生。
Many great things happened.
我们几乎来不及反应的。
We almost had no time to react.
等一等你就看见说。
Later on you'll see.
自从1948年。
Since 1948.
到今天已经65年。
Until today is 65 years.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这65年之内。
Within 65 years. Just a short period of time.
好多事情发生。
So many things happened.
你忽然间想起来。
You all of a sudden realize.
为什么就在我们眼前。
Right before our eyes.
就在1948年以后。
Right after 1948.
你看一件事情又一件事情发生。
So one thing happened after the other.
那现在我们要问。
So we want to ask a question.
莫非这些完全是根据那些末世的预言一样一样的应验。
Is it that it's being fulfilled according to each of those prophecies?
所以明白吧弟兄
姊妹。So now you understand, brothers
and sisters. 很清楚的一件事。
It's very clear.
我们知道1948年是一个很重要的分野。
We know 1948 is a very important crisis.
在这个以前，我们不知道主什么时候动身。
Before this, we did not know Lord.
但是这个以后，我们知道主很快就动身了。
But after this, we know the Lord has started His journey.
那么从那个时候到现在
，from then until now，
如果有些预言已经应验的话
，if there are certain prophecies that fulfilled，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这些肯定是末世的预言。
This of course is the prophecy of the end times.
那么现在主还没有回来
，the Lord has not returned yet.
所以在主回来以前
，before the Lord returns，
你看见主老早把这话告诉我们。
Our Lord has already given us these words.
所以如果大家仔细注意的话
So if you pay attention
你就晓得很多的事情从1948年以后
So many things starting from 1948